What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody, on this beautiful Tuesday. Chad back here with you on CCO, and our friend Randy Shaver is with us. Shave, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You know I'm here to help, right? Do you know I'm here to help?
You know I trust you to help.
Okay,
you.
So I'm going to look up the definition of retirement. The action or fact of leaving one's job and ceasing to work. I believe I had you in studio. I believe I watched you on Care 11. I saw you say, it's been a great run, goodbye. And since then, you've added 7 different jobs. That's the latest number I have. Okay, why do you keep adding so much? And tell us about Strib Varsity and your role with Strib Varsity.
Well, first of all, I have figured out over the last year that I suck at retirement. So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, it's like the old Monty Python Holy Grail scene where they're picking up the dead carcasses
and the
guy goes, I'm not dead yet. that's me too. So to answer your question, this Strip Varsity show, this job, it's been a year in conversation.
Okay.
Chris Carr approached me last fall when I had just started my high school football podcast on Talk North, and just was picking my brain, wondering if there was anything that we could partner with. And the conversation was kind of left in the fall last year because I didn't want to disrupt what I was doing with Talk North, and B, it was just so close to leaving Care that I wasn't quite sure how that would look or be responded to. So we left it. In March, we came back. He approached me again. He said, okay, he had a whole list of ideas. And the one idea that I love the most is doing a post-game show, a live high school football post-game show. And since that conversation in March, this whole thing has been just a long set of meetings and conversations and figuring out what this will look like and feel like and sound like. And we're kind of to the point right now where we think we're going to be in pretty good shape come August 28th. So I'm excited about it.
So let me say a couple things about that. Number one, I have immense respect for Chris Carr. I think Chris is tremendous at what he does. I think the Star Tribune would have been better off keeping him running the sports department. That's just my personal opinion. Now, knowing that he was going to get involved on the high school side, I just thought they're going to elevate it much higher, and it's going to be thorough, and it's going to compete with everybody. And not just you, but having multiple Marcus Fuller switch over, having Joe Christensen, right?
Yeah.
Chip's, you know, our guy Chip and his complete commitment to it. That had to appeal to you, right? That you knew the Trib wasn't just putting the toe in the shallow end and getting out, that they were diving right deep. And as the most influential media outlet in the state, if they were going to do it this well, and because this is such a passion of yours, that they were going to meet your level.
Well, let's hope all that happens.
You
know, I'm trying to teach a newspaper company how to do television.
Yeah.
So this has been a work in progress. We're getting very close to being able to figure out all the issues, and not to say we won't have bugs, we will. But you're right, Chad. The infrastructure to do a show like this is so much there, more than any other place. When I left Care, they had already cut me back. A couple of photographers had already talked about how they were going to have to cut back this and that. And I was so glad to get out of there when I did. I did that show for 40 years, and I loved that show. And for 39 of it, we had all the resources you could ever want. But the way the television business is working, it's just not there, right? in this case, the Star Tribune doesn't quite have the photographer people lined up yet. We will. We're getting there. They have partners for video. But the score, the scores, the infrastructure with the football hub that they have is remarkable. Things that I didn't know until I joined this team and realized, oh my gosh, they got so many great people in place to pull this off. So I couldn't have landed at a better place. I would never have gone back to TV to do a show like this. Just wouldn't, because the commitment's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I love about this show, Chad, is that we're coming on the air on stripvarsity.com. We're coming on the air at 9:30.
That's right when the games are ending, right?
That's right. We're going to be on for 45 minutes before any television station even talks about prep football.
Yep.
So if you want to know what's going on, how games are going, see some video, hear interviews with coaches and players, and we've got all this stuff lined up, in-studio guests, I mean, come on. It's not even a fair fight, because there's just so much there that why would you go anywhere else? So that all of these things really get me excited. And you're right. Their commitment, they're not going to do this half-ass. There's no way they're going to do that.
No. They wouldn't have made all these moves, right? So let me ask you this. The average viewer, right, who's listening right now, who's a fan of yours, and in particular high school sports and your coverage on Care on this for 40 years, and she or he is going to go to Star Tribune and Strip Varsity in a couple Fridays. I mean, they started practicing yesterday. It's not that far away.
Yep.
And they're going to watch you. How different is it going to be from what they watched at Care with you?
Well, I think, number one, it's going to be different as far as the look and the feel, because it's not a true television studio. It's a little bit different than that. We're not going to have, 10 photographers out shooting games. We'll have quite a few, but not that many.
Mm-hmm.
We will supplement that with partnerships with NSPN and other, because that's where everything's going, is the streaming. And the Star Trib has great partnerships with them. I think the thing that's fun for me is that you know how our technology is in this day and age, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can get, for example, Roman Voss, best player in Minnesota,
right,
is going to jump on Thursday at 10 o'clock. Can I do that? Phone call. That's how we're going to get players and coaches, after they leave their games, after they walk off the field, we're going to get them live on a connection, a Zoom call, basically, to talk about the game right after it happened. We couldn't do that at Care. You can't do that at Channel 4.
Yeah.
It's just
nowhere else.
It just doesn't work.
No.
And so this is what really gets me excited about this show, is that, and every coach that I've talked to, every player that I've talked to, is like all bought in. They get what we're trying to do. And so hopefully technology, fingers crossed, we pull this off, but that'll be what's different about it. There's no packaged stories. We're not doing features. This is all right now. It's live. Here's the scores. Here's what's going on. Hey, we're talking to Roman Voss. Hey, we're talking to Owen Linder at Chanhassen. We're talking to Mike Malin, the winningest coach in Minnesota prep football history, out of Verndale. We're doing all that in the context of the show, while also giving scores and highlights and context with the great reporters like Jim Paulson and Cassie Hedesheimer and Chip Scoggins and Marcus mm-hmm. Fuller.
Yep.
I mean, come on. It's just, I've walked into prep football heaven, and it's just, it's a miracle for me to have this opportunity to be able to come back and do a show like this with all these great people.
Okay, short pause. More with Randy on the broader part of the media and leaving the news side. More of that with Randy in moments, right here on CCO.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Right back with a friend, Randy Shaver. If you're listening, you can hear his excitement. You can hear his passion. You can hear the creativity he's looking for with his partnership with the Star Tribune and Strip Varsity and what they're going to do with high school football and instantly coming on the air on Fridays at 9:30 and breaking these games down. And knowing you for as long as I know you, I can hear this level of excitement with you. Whereas the last few years, whether it was on air, bumping into each other, when I would see you about news, and when you're in at Care 11 as a co-anchor, you're in as important a news position as anybody in this state. And I didn't hear that same enthusiasm from you. Is that fair? Did the news beat you down?
No.
Do you think?
No, I think that's totally fair. And it's not that I don't like doing the news. It's not like I didn't like doing all of those things. But news is a different energy and vibe, right? News is just, you know, you got to be cautious about where you get excited about things in the news. There's always moments, and that's what makes live television fun, those special moments.
Sure.
But this, you know, I mean, I did sports for 40 plus years.
Yeah.
I love
even when you're doing
football.
News, you never stepped away.
Even when I was doing news.
Yep.
It was like, and we talked about this last year.
Yep.
How that was such a respite for me to be able to go do that show after the heavy news of the day or whatever it might be. Well, now I don't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore. All I got to worry about is let's make sure we get all the scores in, get the highlights straightened around. What do we got? I mean, it's right in my wheelhouse, and it's absolutely a perfect place for me to be. And again, I can't emphasize this enough. There's just no other, and you said it first, there's no other media outlet in the state of Minnesota that can pull something like this off and make it special than the Star Tribune. I'm sorry.
It's the truth.
They've got the horses. They've got the manpower. And they have the will. I think that's the big thing. You got to want to do this and do it well.
And the reach to the audience, whether the folks love the Trib, hate the Trib, whatever it might be, that is still the number one source, and second place isn't close, for information, for conversation, right, and for so many other media outlets to react to what they're doing.
Right. And, you know, streaming is where everything's going. So this is not a place where a lot of people go, where do I find it? Well, everybody's kind of used to this right now. You know, certainly the young people. And so we hope that everybody will find it. Our vision, Chad, is for that away team who just won the football game and they're on the bus driving back to their home school. They're all watching the show on their phones.
Yeah.
Finding
that's pretty
out
cool. Yeah.
Who won tonight, who lost tonight, what's it mean? Are they going to show highlights of our game? Are they going to talk about us? That's kind of the vision of what this can be. You don't get that on TV because everybody's rushing to, or used to anyway, rush to a spot to watch the show. That's not what this is necessarily. This is you already got the place to watch it. It's on your phone or your laptop, or whatever it might be. And so, fingers crossed, this all will go off without a hitch on August 28th and 29th. A
couple last points with Randy, then we need to let him go. Obviously, I was kidding you at the start about, you know, lack of retirement, but when you look back to the first few months,
yeah.
And I know we talked on air, we talked off air, like, you were like, when I leave there for that 6 o'clock newscast, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be done. When it was the first few weeks and the first few months after you have done that and delve so deep into that, and all of a sudden it wasn't there. Did you love it? Did you think this was the best decision ever? Did you think, man, I need something? How did that play out?
It was the best decision I ever made. And I, for my personal self, for my professional self, it was by far the best decision I've ever made. And I said this when we talked last time, I got into this business at the right time and I got out of the business at the right time. Now I'm back in this business,
different
so
way
to speak, but I'm in a different way. I'm in on my terms, right? I'm not an employee of the Star Tribune. I'm a hired gun, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so I all of this is on my terms. It's all, you know, I want, as I told Chris Carr, if it sounds like work, I'm not going to do it. I go, but if it sounds like fun, then I'm in. And trust me, I turned down like three or four or five other options that they were kicking around.
Well, can I jump in on that? Not just Star Tribune. But I know this in my mind. I don't know it for a fact. Was there one other offer that after you walked away from CARE, where it was, whether it was with a TV station or something else, where it was significant enough where you and Roseanne talked about it, or you're like, nope, that's not going to bring me back?
There was not.
Okay.
Yeah, there was not. You'll have to poke me off air to you know, talk about that, because there was not a significant offer. There was chatter, but nothing big.
Yeah, no. which is good, because now you have this. And the last go ahead.
And I wouldn't have wanted any other thing, Chad. Yeah. This is the perfect thing for me. And one of the reasons why is in December, after the Prep Bowl, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I take a break. I can go back to being just retired totally, other than my radio and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I'm done. And then I can recharge and we'll figure out what it looks like.
Yeah, you're still having a ton of fun with 93X on a very, very successful morning show. Last thing, I know you work hard, but, I mean, the amount of work you've put into avoid getting your butt kicked on the pickleball court again has been just has been mesmerizing. I mean, I edge you in a pickleball competition. Then you put me in some celebrity event when I've played pickleball three times, and I just get absolutely humiliated. I mean, oh, geez. I mean, yeah, I keep going to that Pints and Paddle. I say, where's Shaver? And they're like, he just left. He saw you coming. He's got a little marker on your car. I'm tracking you down. I'm coming for you.
Okay, well, I'm open to it, but, you know, now I'm a little bit more busy than I thought.
Yeah.
But we'll have to kind of pick and choose the moment. But
all right, my friend.
I would love to get back and do that.
I'm elated for you. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it so much.
He's the best. Randy Shaver right here on CCO.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.